Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now, to this episode titled Choices, Chances, Changes. You must make a choice to take a chance or your life will never change. I found that on www.iampoopsie.com. That's iampoopsie.com. Yesterday, I had an opportunity to choose what serves me better in life and needed to make a decision. See, I've been reading a children's story every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. for the last year. At first, I didn't have many listeners. Then I had quite many listeners, and lately almost nobody. So I changed the lens I was looking through and thought about it. I am Denise Thompson, a person who loves people, especially children, enjoys teaching and reading, is educating people to live a happier and healthier lifestyle with focus on mindset, body, and finances. I see how this is a parallel to the STOP Challenge Choose I've been talking about so often. We are in control of our choices, chances, and changes. I am an expert in this field, and I want to share how this is so empowering, enhances your mental and physical health, and opens doors to other possibilities or opportunities that serve us better. So, I told you I just was faced with that challenge yesterday, and then I decided I'm going to write a little post after I had almost no interaction. I had written the week before that we finished the book, Where the Red Fern Grows. I put four titles up for them to choose, for the listeners to choose what they wanted me to read. One person answered, and 13 just gave me either a thumbs up or a heart or something, and it didn't help me with anything whatsoever. So I wrote, I have been reading every Wednesday at 2 p.m. PT for a year now and have realized that change is in order. With children going back to school in many areas, it seems like you can all use a break from me reading a children's story. Things change constantly, and so I need to adjust. Therefore, I am canceling my Wednesday children's story time until further notice, when there are requests and maybe a better time to pick it back up. I had lots of fun reading so many books and having been able to serve some of you. Now I will shift and use this precious hour for self-development until things will change again. Wishing everyone a wonderful spring, and please remember, on Sunday, we'll set the clock forward an hour. Would love to get some feedback on how your or your children enjoyed the stories, and if you would like me to continue in April. And then I posted that picture below with choices, chances, changes. You must make a choice to take a chance or your life will never change. And I got already a couple of responses to that one, that people really love the quote and say it's true. So I go, oh, this is really interesting. But anyway, back to the example. I always talk about, you know, healthy body, healthy mind, healthy finances. And with mind, I'm more focusing on mindset, because as I told you before, a positive mindset creates health, whereas a negative mindset causes illness. And that's the same with the three words, choices, chances, changes, or stop, challenge, choose. Another saying that I've been using for quite a long time, and I've talked about it several times. So yesterday, I went through that exercise with both settings. And I go, okay, choices. Do I continue reading, spending time to serve others, leaving things undone that are just as important or more so for myself? And I said, stop. Think about it. Don't go anywhere negative. Just think about it. And then I did with the chances, should I continue reading without serving anyone? How will they feel when I no longer read? How will this make me feel? What are the real reasons I do not have many listeners anymore? Are the children back in school? Do they need to change? Do I need to change the day and the time? I'm doing this as a volunteer work, you know, as a volunteer worker. So challenge and ask myself, is this even true? And then I went to the changes. I go, wow, first of all, with the chances, I go, there are so many opportunities that open up and so many ways to look at things. Let's find the positive ways. And so with the changes, can be good to realign our thoughts, actions, time management. It's the same as with the choose, with the other saying, where we can say, okay, now I choose to realign my thoughts and actions, improve my time management, take care of the things that are very important at this time, and go from there. So for me, the two phrases, stop, challenge, choose, or choices, changes, and choices, chances, and changes go actually hand in hand. They either create health or cause illness. Which one is your choice? And before I go into the rest, I want to read you a quick poem that I found in The Dash, Making a Difference with Your Life. And it says, so think about this long and hard. Are there things you'd like change? Change. More than a century ago, William James, one of the founders of modern psychology, said, the greatest discovery of my generation is that human beings can alter their lives by altering their attitudes of mind. Each day we wake up in the morning, we choose our clothes, we choose our breakfast, but most importantly, we choose our attitudes. One of the most wonderful things about having a positive attitude is the number of people it touches, many times in ways you'll never know. In my book, The Power of Attitude, I told the story about going to a convenience store to get a newspaper and a pack of gum. The young woman at the checkout counter said, that'll be $5, please. And as I reached in my wallet, a thought occurred to me that a newspaper and gum didn't quite make it to $5. When I looked up to get a requote, she had a big smile on her face and said, gotcha, I've got to get my tip in there somehow. I laughed when I knew I'd been had. She then glanced down at the paper I was buying and said, I'm sick and tired of all this negative stuff on the front pages. I want to read some good news for a change. She then said, in fact, I think someone should just publish a good news newspaper. A paper with wonderful, inspiring stories about people overcoming adversity and doing good things for others. I'd buy one every day. She then thanked me for coming in and said, maybe we'll get lucky tomorrow. Maybe we'll get some good news. And she laughed. She made my day. The following day, after my business appointments, I dropped by the same store again to pick up a bottle of water. Different young lady was behind the counter. As I checked out, I said, good afternoon, and handed my money for the water. She said nothing, not a word, not a smile, nothing. She just handed me a change in a negative tone, ordered, next. It hit me right between the eyes. Two people, same age. One made me feel great, and the other, well, made me feel that I had inconvenienced her by showing up. By the choices we make, by the attitudes we exhibit, we are influencing lives every day in positive or negative ways. Our family, our peers, our friends, and even strangers we've never met before and will never meet again. So when you brush your teeth every morning, look in the mirror and ask yourself, Are there things I'd like to change? How will you choose to live your dash? As the grouch or as the good news girl? Your answer will go a long way toward determining the joy and happiness that you will experience in your life. You can change your life by changing your heart. That was written by Max Lucado. I love this author. Wonderful story, don't you think so? So anyway, I have given you a little bit of an idea on how you can be in charge of your choices, chances, and changes, or stop, challenge, choose. Now, I would love to offer you a free gift, and you have two choices, or you can choose both of them. It's entirely up to you. It's your choice. It's your chance to take the opportunity to receive two gifts, and they might even help you change your life. So the first one is a health goal strategy session with me, and the second one is an e-newsletter where I send out a healthy newsletter with a healthy recipe, healthy activity, and some other valuable information. So in order to get those, write to me to coachdenise@ctdigest.net. That's coachdenise at C as in Charlie, T as in Tom, digest, like Reader's Digest, .net. Put the first three letters in caps, BTR, and then what you want. So I look at it and I can fish it out of the spam folder because all first time emails go into the spam folder. And if you have any suggestions, questions, would love to be on my show, please let me know too. Send all that information to the coachdenise@ctdigest.net. Make sure that the BTR is capitalized and the first three letters in the subject line, because that's what I look for when I dig things out of the spam folder. If you do not have email, you can voicemail or text me at 562-335-4956. And I said voicemail or text. I do not answer the phone when I have not scheduled a call with you or I don't know who's calling, out of mere respect to all my clients that I work with, because I want to be there 100% present with them. And I want to do the same with you. So send me a text or a voicemail. Give me your name and phone number. And then I will get back to you and put you in my phone. And from then on, when we have a scheduled call, I'll be more than happy to answer when I'm not already on a call with someone else. So having said that, I hope I shared a little bit of value with you today. I tried to make this short and to the point, with some fun and a great story. And again, I found that story in The Dash, Making a Difference with Your Life, written by Ellis and Linda Ellis and Mac Anderson. And this book has so many wonderful stories, almost one for every day that is applicable to our lives. All right. I wish you all a fabulous week, a very happy and healthy and blessed weekend. And let's talk again next Thursday. Until then, stay happy, healthy, and empowered.